Another episode of Global Gibberish. I have to admit, all of this time, I've known my sweet friend. I've been pronouncing her name. So, Alessia, thank you so much for your patience with me with the pronunciation, but glad to have you on the platform this morning. I'm just going to give a brief introduction of how we met, and then I'm going to pass the mic over to Alessia. I have to keep saying it.
I love how we met. I have friends who I've known for like years that I just don't even, I'm just like, it's fine.
I'm like, when I meet new people, I'm like, how do you pronounce your name? Spell it out for me, because I feel like it's important to know, like, that's your name. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
Like, there's one thing we can do. We can learn how to pronounce your name. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
I'm just keep saying it. I've been calling her Alyssa this over the last 7 months of knowing her. Anyways, thank you for your grace. So how we met, I was in Colombia, South America. If you can't pick up the trend here of how I've met all of these people lately. And I had been inspired by a friend to take a solo trip. Now, I had already like taken a solo trip to Colombia, South America. And I went back to Medellin specifically. However, the trick with that is I had already been there. So I was familiar with the place. I'd heard about this place called San Andres. I was also scared to go because I had never been to a place that I hadn't been by myself before out of the country. So I booked this trip for my birthday, heard wonderful things about it, and I get there, I get to the airport, and this line is like hella long. I'm like, what is wrong?
Air conditioning.
I'm just like, what is going on? We had to like pay for this little like passport thing, like pass or something to get on the island. And I have friends who like told me about it before. And I think if I'm not mistaken, you like had totally no clue. And so that's how we like connect. And I felt like bonded in that moment. Like, oh my gosh, like I just met a friend, we're gonna link up. But then we got separated because she had to go like get the paperwork.
Waiting for some guy to come and give me the paperwork. And thank God I had cash because it was cash only.
Horrible. So I get ahead because I can no longer hold her spot, and the system is just their system. I'm not gonna say it's broken, it's their system. And I remember leaving the airport like, I didn't get her number. I just hope that I get to run into her again. Y'all, I don't believe in fate, but I had ended up going to this place. It was my birthday, and I did not have birthday plans, and ended up going into like, I was like, I at least have to like go get a cake for myself because this guy had broke my heart the night before. Long story. And I was like, I'm at least go get this cake for myself, walk into this building, thinking people didn't speak English, they spoke English. But this beautiful group of people ended up connecting me. Like, he was off duty. He took his day off to travel, take me around the island of San Andres for my birthday. And we go to this hot spot. And there's like this blowhole. And I run to her again. So, and like, she spent my birthday dinner with me. And I don't know if you know how special that was, but I had no plans. And you and your bud, who we eventually became friends, like I still had, if I can figure out how to like insert the picture here, I'm going to insert the picture.
That would be cute.
Birthday dinner. That was really sweet of you.
Nice.
Glad we were able to connect. So here we are again. And I'm just going to pass the mic over to you.
with that or end with that?
I mean, this is, I'm passing the mic over.
Okay. Thanks for having me. I needed this today. I'm glad we're actually chatting. And
it was a beautiful story how we met, and it was great. And I hope we can pull up that picture. It's great. My name's Lassie. I own Beyond the Plate Food Tours, and it is a walking guided culinary adventure. We host them in Jersey City, New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey, and Somerville, New Jersey. And I've been doing food tours for over 8 years now. So I've hosted thousands and thousands of people in these three great cities in New Jersey and more. I've done like special events and other tour cities over the years. But the whole premise is this: you buy a ticket online, we tell you where to meet us, and then a local guide takes you through like usually 3 to 5 restaurants. You get to eat all the food, drink all the drinks, meet some of the chefs and owners, learn a little bit about the city. So it's pretty much a behind the scenes look into from the culinary perspective of a city. So it's not a boring history tour. This is like, show up, have a good time. We're going to show you some of the best spots. So if you couldn't tell, I love food. And I left my full-time job 6 years ago to focus solely on this. And I've lived in Jersey City for 11 years. I love to travel. done a lot of solo travel, group travel, friends, family, etc. And I don't plan on stopping. So that's my life. 3 words to describe me. And I was trying to ask my friends yesterday that I had lunch with. They have to be adjectives. And I guess one would be scrappy, because I... starting something from nothing, kind of have like that go-getter mentality that brought me to this place. Generous and curious.
Could you elaborate on the generous and curious? Yes. I get the scrappy.
I have a very big heart, and I'm generous with my time and my energy, which, learning boundaries. But I love that, though. I love to welcome people into my circle and to make people feel welcome. I feel like that's kind of one of my gifts. I'm a connector, and I love to connect a lot of different people. Like, I've never had just one like group of friends that all know each other. I kind of have lots of friends in different circles, and you know, especially like for birthdays and celebrations, I love to bring them all together. And then curious, I think, is what also has led me to where I am now, which is I've kind of slowed down a little bit and gotten a lot more curious about who I am, you know, exploring like purpose and curious about others too. And again, boundaries, but more so like knowing myself so that I can show up even better and bigger in the world.
It's almost like I need to take a breath to like inhale all of that in. And you know me, and we've talked here and there, and you have said a lot in just the few minutes that you gave the opportunity to talk about just who you are and give the listeners a glimpse. And so I'm going to give the power to you and reiterate, you've started a business from nothing. At the same time, you love to travel, and it doesn't seem as though like that's going to stop anytime soon. You share that you're generous with your time and your space and your energy. And that's just a part of who you are. You're a connector, and yet you're learning boundaries, and you are curious. You are curious not only about others. However, you're in a space where you are learning more about yourself. And so there's like 4 kind of different segments ebbing and flowing from just a brief introduction that you have given us. And so if you were to have the space to share or talk about anything that you would want to talk about, what would you like to communicate to the listeners today?
Ooh, that's a There's so many things we could talk about, I guess, but, and I don't know, yeah, who's listening or what people need to hear right now, but it doesn't matter, I guess, right? Because at the end of the day, I hope someone gets even just a little something out of it. Sort of conversation definitely would have been different a couple years ago, in the sense that, you know, my business, it still is, but it was very much so my baby. And it really like helped me through some bad breakups and terrible jobs. And I really put everything into it. And while that really helped with the success and growth of it, just like anything else in life, ebbs and flows. And, you know, things are not always going to be great and happy. I guess I am at a point right now where I've worked so hard to get where I am. And after all, like, again, the scrappiness and, you know, like, damn, am I going to be able to pay my, you know, rent next month through this business? Am I going to be able to sustain myself? And finally getting to a point where like that is possible. I guess I hope anyone listening knows that it's all okay. It all works out. You know, really, there is no rush. There is no rush for anything. Just take your time. It took me, you know, 34 years of living to really understand that, to just, it's okay to slow down sometimes and take a breath and make mistakes. Actually, that's highly encouraged. Make lots of mistakes, especially young, because it just gets you closer and closer to yourself, I think. Take responsibility. It's exciting almost now to kind of really dive a little deeper into the meditative, healing, you know, purpose sort of conversations that I think society and culture has kind of forced us to ignore. And so that's been a shift for me. And it's been really hard at points, because it can feel lonely. But you're not alone. No one's alone. We have, I mean, all of this is done through community. It's never done by ourselves. So that's my big thing, I guess, for people.
It's interesting because, like, my eyes are getting misty. And it's getting misty. And I know because it is striking a chord within me. I've been sharing some things with friends lately about what I'm like going through, and to the point where I feel like every day is something. And I'm like, I'm just sick of being the bearer of bad news. You highlight something that's really important. Community is important. And I don't care. Nothing exists in a silo. Like, like nature does not operate like that. Like, even with a tree, no. A tree needs water, a tree needs sun, both of which they cannot produce within themselves. It just reminds me of the word being interdependent, that I learned a couple years ago. Just also being reminded that, like, generally winters are hard for a lot of people. It's a weird conundrum. Winters are hard. Like, you see depression spiking up. More people die during this time just because of the coldness, the illness. So you have people grieving, and just there's a lot of statistics that show like winters are generally hard and people desperately like escape the winters. However, I feel like you spoke to some tools that like meditation, community, that can just be helpful during seasons that like we don't want to slow down. We like want to keep like producing at the same rate that we have, quote unquote, said that we should always be producing at.
We don't have to. If that's not what our body, you know, wants us to be doing, then we have to listen, tune into our bodies more, which is what most people, again, ignore, which leads to anxiety and depression. And I mean, yes, those statistics are a bit scary, but just like any statistics, you know, you can't, you still have to go by listening to your own rhythm and body and what you need most. But also that's why I head out for the winter. I hate the cold. So I've had it for the last couple of years. You know, a little thing I cut out from a magazine that, you know, something along the lines of chasing the sun around the world or something like that, like to find endless summer. And I just, yeah, don't do well in the cold. And the older I get, the less I like it. So my ultimate goal is truly to every year be a snowbird, just be gone for the winter, come back for the summer and spring.
You know what? It's wild because I was like, my brand of thinking is it bad that we escape winters? And I'm being challenged to think, why do I have to categorize it as good or bad?
Right.
When nature within itself, like you, and I'm glad you said that, snowbirds, like they know it's time to migrate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we don't say, oh, is that bad?
What are you escaping?
Yeah, are you escaping? Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Huh. I'm a snowbird.
That's interesting. So how are you learning how to listen to the rhythm and flow of your body? Keyword, I didn't question. Say, how have you learned? Because I know.
For anyone listening that's maybe like me in the sense of, you know, ambitious, and I very much use my logical brain for a lot of, you know, problem solving of just like, I want to figure it out. I want to use my logical brain to figure things out. And when it comes to healing and listening to our body, it's actually the complete opposite of that. And so how I'm learning is to truly, like, if I'm feeling anxious or if I'm feeling whatever it is, to just literally put my hand where that discomfort is and breathe and listen and just ask myself, like, you know, and you know, if you listen to a lot of, I don't even know what you would call them, like, I'm like at a loss for words right now, authors or coaches, whatever, therapists, it's really tuning into and asking yourself the right questions of, what do I need right now? What does baby Alessia, little baby Alessia, sweet baby Alessia need right now? How can I make her feel safe? You know, I think it's a lifelong journey and process to find the balance, because we don't want to get like caught in these entanglements of grief or, you know, the low, low, lows or the high, high, highs. I, a year ago, couldn't have had this conversation, I don't think. I was in such a state of anxiety and panic and, again, trying to use my logical brain to fix me and just realizing, like, no one needs to be fixed. Everyone is whole. Everyone is perfect and beautiful the way they are. But we punish ourselves for whatever reason. And so I guess I'm learning how to tune into my body by being honest with myself, not covering it up, acknowledging every feeling that I have. There's no right or wrong. Being kind to myself, which I know that sounds, you know, like, hey, props to anyone who that comes naturally. But I realized wasn't for me. So that was a major, major shift, was talking to myself like a little baby sometimes and just not being ashamed to give myself whatever I need in that moment to feel good, and even if I don't, to acknowledge it and be okay with it and sit with bad emotions, or not even bad, just uncomfortable emotions, and they pass. Will always pass, and then something new will come and we deal with it.
Thank you for highlighting that. I notice my body position, body language, clothes, because it's hard to accept and yet it's necessary to hear. As you know, the mission of this podcast is to create space for people to listen intently, to respond consciously, and live more authentically. And I know you just highlighted some of those aspects of how you have learned how to listen to your body and learn how to sit with uncomfortable emotions and create space for the exile parts of yourself to have a seat at the table. If you had some final words to encourage people to do one or all three of the mission statement, what would you encourage the listeners to do?
I would say the third one, live authentically. I think that's a word that gets thrown around a lot with, you know, social media and all that. And I know that means different things for different people, but I guess for me, it means living in alignment with who you are and not what someone else or culture, society, or a friend or someone wants you to be. And I know that that feels really tricky because they're so entangled and ingrained in us sometimes that we don't even realize that pressure it puts on us. So authentically means coming back to ourselves and creating our own safe spaces. And purpose is a very big word, but something that just feels aligned for us that gives us a sense of joy and peace. I follow Martha Beck a lot. Me and my sister are like Martha Beck groupies at this point, but she's like, I think everyone's main purpose is to find that. And if it's not, then, you know, you kind of are maybe off a path that it's not true in the sense of who doesn't want a true sense of peace and joy, not pleasure and temporary this or that, but true alignment in everyday living of, yep, things are going to feel tense or tough sometimes, but at the end of the day, we're aligned with, you know, again, what gives us that sense of peace and joy. I think everyone deserves that and is born with that.
Wow. So as we close, because I know you, I'm gonna ask this very vulnerable question. And people are gonna make assumptions because that's who we are as human beings. We like to put things in boxes, and yet we hear that you are a businesswoman, very courageous, and like I've told you multiple times before, you inspire me, and I look up to you in ways that I'm like, man, if she can do it, I can do it. Even in the healing journey as well, you're inspiring me. And there's a lot of things that, you know, we don't know. And we are both taking the opportunity to learn and grow and create those safe spaces for ourselves. People may like see this and think we in some way have arrived, you know. And you and I know that it's about the journey. And we will continue to learn and grow and adjust and go in for service checks and get our brakes changed and mm-hmm. need an alignment again. So I'm going to ask you, in this state right now, you love traveling and you're not traveling right now. And I mean, that really doesn't have anything to do with it. So I'm going to ask, I'm just going to jump the gun. I'm beating around the bush here. How is your soul?
Ooh, how is my soul? It's awakening. Again and again, I would say. Again, because I don't think we just have one moment in life. Or maybe some people do, I don't know. But I know that we are given many moments to awaken our soul, where we feel truly there's like a ball of fire in our chest, and that we just feel connected on every level with ourselves, with the universe, with community, with purpose, with everything. So I would say I'm now, my soul is awakening again.
I've never done this before on a podcast, and yet to be aligned with the person that I am, I'm going to invite you, as we close, would you be open to root grounding and breathing with me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
And I'm also going to be humble enough to say, I am afraid of butchering your name again. And that's okay.
You got it.
Alessia.
Alessia.
Alessia. Okay. Alessia, thank you so much for the opportunity to create a safe space for the both of us to share, to listen. I, once again, am inspired by you. I'm encouraged by your journey. And I wish you nothing but goodwill. This is my form of prayer. And with that, I want to thank you for sharing. And we will root, ground, and breathe. And all that means for people who have never done this before, we're just taking a moment to take in the things that she has shared. We'll inhale and exhale. So with that, we'll root, ground, and breathe. Inhale. Exhale. And from my heart to yours, I know God has promised me to never leave me nor forsake me. And I hope that that becomes true of you too, if you accept it. With that, we'll root, ground, and breathe. We'll inhale. Exhale. Once again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we hope that this is not the last time. Y'all follow her on Insta. She just kind of glossed over the fact, you know, I got this food tour and we've got it. Now that is huge. So I want y'all to get on Instagram, follow. If you're in the area, hop on one of those tours. Like, I'm sad I missed you when I was in New York. However, it will another time will come. So
yeah,
we'll make sure we put your Instagram, socials, all that. So if people want to connect with you, they have the opportunity to do so.
Thank you so much. This was so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll chat soon.
Okay, Joey, have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Bye.